I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nearly 6 million Syrian refugees have fled their homes by violence and war. Now, many countries where Syrians have sought asylum are forcing them to return. According to Tom Doyle of Uncharted Ministries, the place they're returning to can hardly be called home.
Unfortunately, the country is still not stable, and there are major powers calling the shots there, so it's still super dangerous.
The most vulnerable refugees are kids who've lost their families in the war. Yet Jesus can use even the smallest hands for his kingdom.
Jesus is meeting these children, and many are getting saved, and their needs are being met, and we're so thankful for what he's doing in the midst of the madness in Syria.
Learn more about supporting Uncharted Ministries at missionnews.org. And you may associate Iran with persecution, and rightly so, but did you know God's doing amazing things here too?
This is a country that God has his eye on. Iran has the fastest growing church in the world.
Lana Silk leads a group formerly known as 222 Ministries. Established in 1991, the group based its name on 2 Timothy 2:2. While noble, the name 222 Ministries also creates some confusion.
It's difficult for people to understand what that really is about, and it's difficult for them to connect it to Iran. Earlier this year, God showed us a new name, Transform Iran, which we feel is a better representation of the whole picture of what we do.
Moving forward, Transform Iran will continue what it's been doing for decades. Plus, Transform Iran can add Bible translation to its portfolio by partnering with Unfolding Word. Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Transworld Radio wants to share a guide to help you pray for people groups around the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.